Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I suggest everybody take fencing. Do you have any idea what a sword or a short sword can do? Do you have any idea how devastating they are? A longbow, a compound bow. Look, to protect yourself from criminals, baseball bat, longbow, crossbow, hatchet, hammer, ball peen hammer. You know what a ball peen hammer, a larger ball peen hammer will do? Say with a 3 or 4 pound head, a pound head. Little tip, you use the round end. Somebody busting your house, somebody trying to rob you and your wife, somebody trying to rape you, beat them to death with a ball peen hammer. Usually the assaulter's all jazzed up on drugs and thinks you're going to lay down and take it. Now, in England, they arrest you if you defend yourself with a hammer or a knife. They want the message. You are our slaves. You don't defend yourself from criminals. But the fact is, you know, hypothetically, say the communist Chinese took over. No, any enemy. I mean, do you know what you can do with a hammer? I've seen a lot of reports studying World War II where a lot of sentries and people in some of the trench warfare they had in and around the Battle of the Bulge, they would simply carry ball peen hammers. Because when you're crawling around in the snow and up over berms and reconnaissance, you don't. And there may be 20 Germans just 50 yards away, and there's a sentry. You just come down on them full power with a hammer on their head. It's over. Some people say, well, go up with a knife and get them in the kidneys. You better know what you're doing if you do that. I mean, if you don't get it into the right organs fast, a lot of people are so tough, they're going to still go ape. But there's nothing that stops a ball peen hammer full force right through the skull. It's lights out on Mike Tyson, folks. And cops can't get you carrying a hammer in your car, even in cities where you're not allowed to arm yourself. You have a toolbox back there, a little ball peen hammer, and some carjackers try to take your car. They're not expecting you to do anything. They're not expecting you to defend yourself, but obviously you want firearms to protect yourself. But does that answer your question, Ethan?
It definitely alleviates some of the problems I was having in ideas of defense. Again, if you have a standing army against you with their own firearms, you would definitely prefer to have something that you could shoot back with some sort of a
turret. But do you have any idea what a saber will do to somebody?
No, which was going to be a question I had for you, was being a disarmed nation, or majority of us being disarmed, in the event of an invasion, or in the event of martial law, or in the event of outright anarchy, what are some ideas to defend ourselves, or some things that we can do as...
Well, in Oklahoma, you can't even have burglar bars. 10 years in prison.
I've been hearing that.
No, I've got the mainstream news. They're very proud of it. Again, because a criminal government runs things, they're in league with the criminals. The criminal police and the criminals on the street. That doesn't mean all the police are criminals, but their bosses are by and large criminals now. And, again, I say get Canadians together and start repealing these laws. You can do it. They're going to come out of their slumber. I appreciate your call. Anything else, Ethan?
I had a bunch, but I don't want to take too much of your time. Maybe I will call in another day. Just kind of wanted to maybe give you a bio of the small town I'm in, which has basically been floated on the back of Freemasonry since the beginning of World War II, at least.
There are a lot of towns and cities where the Masons have been used as an arm of a good old boy boss hog system to take over, and it's shameful. And the Masons claim they want to fight the New World Order and tyranny. I got all their letters in mail. Well, let's see it then. Let's see it. Clean up all this stuff. Because, you know, the argument is, well, George Washington was a Mason. Yeah, but he you know, this isn't your great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy's Masons. And in England, I mean, it's mainstream news. I have members of Parliament on from England about how the Masons run everything. All right, we got a big special announcement coming up in the next segment. And then joining us in about 5 minutes is going to be Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen report with a lot of incredibly important news straight ahead. And massive news blitzes, but Madsen's only with us about 30 minutes or so. I'm going to get to step. Curtis, Scott, Chris, and others. We're going to get to everybody today. Special announcement in the InfoWar. Big news straight ahead.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, And all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's only about a minute delayed. I'm here listening to it right now. It's the InfoWars.com Listen Live newsfeed iPhone app. And I can turn it up.
The power grid is dangerously overloaded, and now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather.
You like that, folks? We're going to put the article up on screen for people right now. Listen to the Alex Jones Show with the new iPhone app. And guess what? The best part about it is it's free. Go to InfoWars.com if you have an iPhone or any other type of Apple system. We're going to launch some other apps soon for the other competing systems. We intend for this to be really big. We're also going to launch some other apps soon for PrisonPlanet.tv members to get the videos downloaded or streamed and the live show and the archives of the video when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, at least the second half of the show every day. Some days we do all 4 hours of the show, as you know. Many days 3 hours of the show, but always at least two. It is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com phone app. Let's see if the delay's over and we're back live.
InfoWars.com, Listen Live, newsfeed, iPhone app, and I can turn it up.
The power grid is dangerously overloaded, and now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather.
You know what I think that did is...
folks,
that's a feedback loop.
Up on screen for people.
That was because at the start of the show, I faded it up, started that segment, and so I went back to the ad. Listen to this.
What about it is it's free. Go to InfoWars.com if you have an iPhone
or any other type of Apple system. We're going to launch some other apps soon for the other competing systems. We intend this to be really big. We're also going to launch some other apps soon for PrisonPlanet.tv members to get the videos downloaded or streamed and the live show and the archives of the video when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, at least the second half of the show.
You know, if I shut up, it'll actually end to the dead air from when I shut up.
3 hours of the show, but always at least two. It is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, phone app. Let's see if the delay is over and we're back live.
Infowars.com, live, iPhone app, and I can turn it up.
The power grid is dangerously overloaded, and now new social legislation.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Again, you can also set your alarm so the show comes on with the refeed. We're going to have it where it feeds you the podcast. We're just going to add more and more to this. It's got a bunch of functions. It's absolutely free. It's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. You can go download the first of many apps. This is just our trial operation here, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the start of what we're doing with iPhone apps. Absolutely free. At Infowars.com. Show them the article again. It's the top story on Infowars.com. Listen to the Alex Jones Show with the new iPhone app. Free. You might tell Kurt to add in the headline, free. That is the key. We've had so many people approach us about selling iPhone apps. No, we're not interested in that. We want to stream the radio show to everyone for free. Everything on the internet is going to phones, as you know, in the last 2 years. And we're just going to add more and more and more. We will have an app for people that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, though, to have access to all the videos and the rest of it. So you can just download them right to your phone or stream them live. Let me just go ahead and read Kurt Nimmo's story. Do we have Wayne Madsen with us yet? Fantastic. So we're going to go to him in just a moment. But I first wanted to just read part of this article. Listen to the Alex Jones Show with the new iPhone app. Want to listen to the Alex Jones Show on your iPhone or iPod Touch? Apple's iTunes Store and Stormy Productions are now offering an app dedicated to listening to Alex's nationally syndicated radio program over the internet. The app is an excellent opportunity to listen to the Alex Jones Show while you're on the run. The new app plays the live radio stream, has a built-in web browser alarm clock, and runs in the background so you can use other apps while listening. The service requires iPhone OS 3.0 or later, and the internet connection using Wi-Fi, 3G, or Edge. 3G or 3ARD generation is a service offered by ITT, and it goes on to say Edge is a digital mobile phone system that is widely used in Europe and other parts of the world. And we are very, very excited about that. So, again, that is available at Infowars.com right now. And I want Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to write articles about this because this is great. And, again, the fight is on the internet. That's where we're waking people up. Please let your friends, your family, please let other people know about this. Please tell your email list, your MySpace, your Twitter, your Facebook about the new free iPhone app available at Infowars.com today. We're going to, again, be launching more in the near future, but very, very exciting, this type of portability out there. Let's go ahead and go to Wayne Madsen, who I appreciate joining us today here on the radio/TV show. Wayne Madsen is investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist, and author who has covered Washington, D.C. politics, national security, and intelligence issues since 1994. He has written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, and The Intelligence Newsletter. Madsen is the author of Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, 93-99, co-author of America's Nightmare, The Presidency of George Bush II, and The Forthcoming, and it's now come out, Jaded Task, Big Oil, Black Ops, and Brass Plates. Madsen's a former U.S. naval officer who was assigned to the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration. He also has had some 20 years' experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked with the National Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation. And he joins us now to talk about a host of issues that are happening geopolitically and domestically. Wayne, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you again.
Thanks for spending time. So much is going on. I have my big list of questions and points I want to go over with you. Obviously, the latest on the crotch bomber, Sybil Edmonds information. I had Michael Springman on yesterday. He just came right out now and said, inside job, 9/11, the Muslims, Al-Qaeda, is a CIA brigade used to destabilize countries, including the U.S., and bring in police state. The underwear bomber, it's on record. I want you to go over that. Just completely government ops. State Department admits they were ordered by CIA to let him in and protect him. The naked body scanners, it's come out that they're recording it and saving it. I mean, so much is going on. But what else is on your front burner? What else do you think is important we should know about Wayne Madsen?
Well, I have a story up today on my website, and this is going to boggle people's minds. We're being told that all this stuff about derivatives and sovereign debt, they're talking in terms of trillions of dollars. But really, the amount of money that's at stake, that's put at risk right now it's in the quadrillions. And this came from a Federal Reserve source. And, I mean, that operation thrives on secrecy. But here's the thing. We're talking about quadrillions now. There was a question posed internally at the Federal Reserve. These are economists, of course. What comes after a quadrillion? And, of course, the answer to that is a quintillion. And that's where they're heading. And I have a story up today because the first time I ran across quadrillion was in relation to a big scandal that's taking place in France right now. And it has to do with a bank account called Clearstream in Luxembourg that was apparently used to put neocons in power in various countries, undermine national economies, commit massive fraud and looting of national treasuries. And the former French Prime Minister, Dominique de Villepin, cited this document. And later, the neocons said, oh, that's a forgery. See, the neocons produce forgeries. They want everyone to believe them. But when there's a document that comes out that they don't like, they say that's a forgery. So Nicolas Sarkozy, the neocon president of France, has been trying to bring criminal charges against de Villepin. He's afraid that de Villepin will challenge him for the French presidency in the next election. And if he's found guilty, he was just acquitted of these charges. But Sarkozy, who's a real sneak, has been using the French judiciary to get de Villepin reindicted because obviously de Villepin and sources I have in France know about this scam, this huge scam, international in scope. And if they succeed in convicting de Villepin, of course, that knocks him out of the presidential race. But with de Villepin as president of France, the neocons are going to maybe lose France. They just lost Ukraine because the Orange Revolution that was financed by George Soros is dead because Viktor Yanukovych, who's a Ukrainian nationalist who has no time for Ukraine and NATO or any of these other contrivances, won that election, beat the Orange Revolution woman, Yulia Tymoshenko. So Ukraine is no longer in the hip pocket of the neocons, and now the battle looks like it's going to move to France.
I want to come back and continue with the whole geopolitical lay of the land and integrate that with China saying they want a hard line, Cold War with the U.S., their PLA commanders, the top generals, and their military council calling for dumping the U.S. bonds to, quote, punish the United States. We've got Hillary threatening them with sanctions if they don't put sanctions on Iran. Are they planning to go into Iran, Wayne Madsen? We'll talk about that. Why is Sarah Palin and four neocon publications, including National Review, calling for Obama to play the war card and preemptively attack Iran? What's the intel you're getting in D.C. As you're snowed in by the incredible global warming, record snowfall in the last 50 years in D.C. right now? Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Stay with us.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
We're also going to get into the cybersecurity bill that's passed the House, which they admit the president can then shut down the web to, quote, protect it, recruiting youth corps that are going to, for the Pentagon, battle disinformation in the U.S. and attack bloggers, generals saying they may start killing U.S. reporters. I mean, this is getting crazy because we're hurting the system. Wayne, continuing with the whole geopolitical breakdown of what's happening, and China talking about dumping its bonds. Geithner comes out and says, don't worry, we're safe. What's going on?
Well, it looks like what the Obama administration is trying to do is try to recreate some semblance of a Cold War. Obviously, the whole thing about non-state terrorist actors, Al-Qaeda, is falling apart on them. So So they've got to go after state players, and China, of course, is an emerging superpower. The Obama administration has announced the sale of weapons to Taiwan, which is a real slap at the Chinese, who basically have us, you know, they have us, you know, where the sun doesn't shine. Financially, they own our debt, they own our notes, this is just sort of like Cold War era brinkmanship, only not with nuclear weapons, but with threats of economic threats and the like. And is this the hope and change message that everybody was expecting to see a chill on U.S.-Chinese relations? Now, China's they're no angel, of course, but we deal with a lot of countries around the world that have dictators. We pick and choose them very carefully. We refuse to have relations with Cuba, but we have no problem dealing with the Saudis and the Egyptians, their dictatorships, but we hold our nose now at Iran and Hillary, of course, stating that she wants China to join the Western powers in ratcheting up tensions with Iran. I would note that Iran, with this whole issue of enriching uranium, right now they're at 3% enriched uranium. They're jumping that up to 20% enrichment because they need it for nuclear medicine and also for their power plant. You need 90% enriched uranium to develop a bomb, and they're nowhere close to that. But isn't it interesting? What they didn't like was this deal being worked out where Iran would ship its current uranium to be enriched, and it would be enriched in France. Well, France is controlled by Sarkozy, and why in the world would the Iranians want to trust this guy who's now been, you know, pegged as a total neocon fraud, put in there with this dirty
money? Well, Wayne, let me throw this out there. They've always brought the UN in. They've given into the UN unlike any other nation ever has. They always report their new facilities. They say, okay, so it's not weapons grade. We'll let China, your ally, do it. And they go, no, we must have war. We've seen Sarah Palin. We've seen all these other neocons come out and say, we must have war. Huckabee, the National Review, we must have war now. I mean, they're saying we must, and Israel's saying, we want, quote, crippling sanctions.
Well, right. And isn't it interesting? All this happens after Poppy Bush and Jeb Bush make this unannounced visit to the White House. I believe it was about a week ago.
What's the word on that? What was really happening?
No one really knows. It wasn't. They said it was just a personal meeting. There's no personal meetings when you just saunter into the White House like that. And I think it's very interesting that George W. Bush, when he was on Meet the Press with Bill Clinton trying to raise money for Haiti relief, said something about, well, you got to be careful about who you give money to because there's a lot of shysters that show up. Well, if George W. Bush was even paying an iota of attention when he was president for 8 years, he might know who the shysters are, and it would be interesting to get him to actually say, because of course he was sitting next to one of the biggest shysters around, Bill Clinton, who with Poppy Bush raised all this money for the tsunami victims, but very little, I understand, actually reached the people who needed it. It's just another one of these scams. And obviously Bush, who's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, nor the brightest lamp in the chandelier, even said, you know, you got to be careful of shysters. You know what? It'd be interesting if Bush actually, you know, in some moment of lucidity would actually start talking about the shysters he encountered as president of the United States. He might go a little bit towards redeeming himself, although I don't think he'll ever redeem himself. He's got too much blood on his hands. But let's remember, Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican who left that party in total disgust and ran as a bull moose progressive, ranting and raving about the power of the corporation. So there is a possibility he could go that direction, but certainly no one knows what that meeting in the White House was about. But maybe he was they were giving Obama his marching orders.
Let's get into cybersecurity and a lot more coming up, plus the underwear bomber. Straight ahead with Wayne Madsen, our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
By the way, I just want to add for listeners this important point. The iPhone app is free at InfoWars.com. Okay, it's absolutely free. And if you have an iPhone, it's very easy. Just download our app. It's free at InfoWars.com. I guess there's some other people selling apps we just learned of. I didn't even know about. That's separate from us. Ours is free. People selling them in our name. I've got to stop that because I just can't let people, you know, take our name and use it and do stuff and then claim they're us later. We've had that happen over and over again. It's free. It's like you can watch my films for free online or get the DVDs and make copies of them. We hope you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see it first and in higher quality and to download it and use it. We hope you buy the DVDs, but that's not the mission. The mission is, yes, to fund our operation, but funding the operation is only the launch pad to battle the globalists and shatter the left-right paradigm and warn the people. Going back to Wayne Madsen, Wayne, I mean, there's so much to cover here, so much going on, so much happening. What would you say the state is of the U.S., Israel, and England that are all allied together with the EU? Because all over the world, resistance is mounting to the fact that our nations have been captured and are being used as engines of tyranny. And you talked about how all over the world, people are now recognizing this new equivalent to the former Soviet tyranny, the evil empire. The people in America are waking up. Both political parties' approval ratings are plunging. And so the system is going to strike back. How are they doing that with the new cybersecurity system, I guess? Because I've read the cybersecurity bill in the House that passed. The Senate's even worse. I mean, I can't believe what's in this. I'm going to be covering it more next hour. I know you know about it. But I don't think people realize that Microsoft is building all these cybersecurity centers being paid by the federal government openly to censor. Bill Gates is saying it's good. Time Magazine, Newsweek, British papers, New York Times saying you're going to have an Internet ID to get online, biometric scan. All IT facilities, even down to people that serve 100 customers or more, that's the most tiny ISP, will have to put government monitoring software openly snooping and that runs your system so they can ban any websites they want. Now InfoWars and Prison Planet, along with WikiLeaks and Electronic Frontiers Foundation, are suddenly getting banned by ISPs from New Zealand to Italy. I mean, they're moving, sir.
Absolutely, and you know, you couple, I mean, I spent a long time in computer security, and there's a lot of reasons to have a lot of countermeasures in place, but what we're seeing here is something much more than that. We have the National Security Agency cutting a deal with Google. They've already had deals with Motorola, with Intel, with Microsoft. This is basically building intelligence inside, to paraphrase the old Intel slogan, Intel Inside. And that's what we're going to see. And then you couple initiatives like the cybersecurity bill with Cass Sunstein, who's the head of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, who basically has come out and said it's the job of the government to basically break the back of conspiracy. He uses the word conspiracy theorists. He wrote a book called Infotopia, where he talks about the danger of people who don't engage in the groupthink being pushed by the corporate media. And I think when you have Sunstein, who, by the way, I hear if there may be two vacancies on the court soon, the Supreme Court. Stevens may be leaving, as well as Ginsburg, and he may be on the short list from what I'm hearing.
He was on the list last time with Sotomayor.
Right. And this is a nightmare to have a guy like that, basically preaching censorship and then infiltrating groups that they don't agree with. This is right out of COINTELPRO in the 1960s and 70s. The FBI did. They infiltrated various anti-war groups, civil rights groups, and others. But you couple all these things together, and, you don't need a crystal ball to see where they're going. They have to control the Internet. The Internet was developed with DOD money, but it's turned out to be something that is helping to illuminate what's going on with these various power centers around the world, especially, as I said, what the neocons are up to with their total disinformation campaign, going after politicians who aren't falling in line. And I think it's something that everybody has to be concerned about. As a matter of fact, I've gone ahead and bought an old Underwood typewriter, because if they shut down the net, I'll have that, and I'll get an old mimeograph machine, and I'll just go back to the way it used to be and start putting out this information and leaflets like was.
And by the way, Wayne, you're not joking. I put out a internet video this morning that's already gone viral. And in 10 minutes, 50 seconds, I break down everything that's happening. We show all the government documents and announcements. The White House says they're going to force us over to Internet 2. No one will have freedom of speech. We'll all have subdomains. They're going to incrementally shut down the old web. All these indexes of banned sites are going into the ISPs right now. And all the big newspapers are calling for censoring alternative media because we're kicking their butts. The truth is trumping their lies. They're all going bankrupt. So it's a perfect storm of government, corporations, and media that can't compete with the truth. They are really starting to drop the hammer. And I think it's important to get the word out now to scream bloody murder, because if we don't respond to them just test firing or beta testing or trial ballooning the idea of censoring the web, I mean, this is clearly a test right now. Do you agree?
Oh, I think they're floating all kinds of trial balloons here to see just how far they can go. And if they, you give them an inch, they're going to take 10,000 miles. And certainly, I pick up the Washington Post now, and it rivals Pravda during the days of the Soviet Union with its total disinformation. The Washington Post is owned by an education company. They no longer really are in the news business. They run they have Kaplan Business. It's a training and education company. And you can't believe anything they print about education issues because they're trying to push the privatization of public education. And it doesn't stop there. Everything they write about, for example, they covered the Ukrainian election. They started out by saying Viktor Yanukovych, a one-time party boss who was accused of criminal activity. That's the first sentence. I mean, they don't say anything about who backs these neocons in these various countries, like Yushchenko, who did not win this election. He wanted to force Ukraine to join NATO and the other candidates. You don't get anything about Yushchenko, who was put in office by massive amounts of money from George Soros. You don't see that. So it's very biased, the Washington Post. It's not a liberal paper. It's an establishment paper. It's an elite newspaper.
Let's shift gears. I want to get into the underwear bomber. I know the audience knows this, but the general public, it's been in ABC News, Detroit News, but buried in the articles. This has now been out for a week and a half. Oh, yeah, it's true. There was a sharp-dressed man. The State Department was told by U.S. intelligence to let him in because they didn't want to tip off Al-Qaeda. And, yeah, there was a second man on the plane that did have a bomb, but and Kurt Haskell did tell the truth, but we're not going to talk about that. I mean, this is another false flag, another setup.
Undoubtedly, it was a false flag, and we got information that he flew with a one-way ticket. Not true. It was round trip. They changed it. He was supposed to fly back to Accra, Ghana, where that ticket was originally purchased with cash. They changed it so he would fly back to Lagos, Nigeria. So we got all this disinformation about Mutalib. And now we hear he's cooperating with U.S. intelligence to turn it over. It sounds like he's being debriefed more than anything else, that he was an agent of influence who was used, and now whatever he's talking about, it sounds like a typical intelligence agent debriefing as far as I'm concerned, and I think it was a false flag. And, of course, Chertoff was out there saying, oh, we got to get these scanners in. Even though he's got a financial interest in some of the companies that are pushing these body scanners.
And in the debriefing, he comes out and says Al-Qaeda will hit in the next 3 to 6 months, devastating, exactly what they wanted to hear. And then they run out and they have all the intelligence chiefs before Congress last week and said we will be hit. And notice this all kicks off right as they mass forces in Yemen. It's like they mass forces in and around Afghanistan right before 9/11. And again, it's hidden in plain view and in a few major newspapers and publications, but just buried in the article. Okay, Mr. Kennedy, the head of the subdivision of the State Department, says they were ordered by the CIA to let him get in, even though he didn't have a visa. And yeah, somebody got him through security and got him on board the plane. I mean, who's a sharp-dressed man that can lead you up through security, past the body scanners, which that airport had, that's on record, and get him on the plane? Only high-level security can do that. And they admit they helped him get on. They just don't say they were the sharp-dressed man. They deny the sharp-dressed man. Now they admit it. But they say, we're not worried about that. I mean, how obvious, and then his dad knows they're setting him up, goes and says he's going to attack you, and nothing's done. But meanwhile, women are having their breasts groped at the airports.
Right, and we know that the company responsible for security at Amsterdam was ICTS, this Israeli operation, that also did the security at the Gaulle Airport in Paris and allowed Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, to get on that American Airlines flight to Miami. And isn't that interesting? Because Richard Reid had also boarded an El Al flight earlier to Tel Aviv. Now, if this guy's so dangerous, I mean, El Al's supposedly has the strictest security in the world, but he was allowed to get on that plane because we were told then they wanted to see who he was meeting in Israel. They said
that's the same story here. So let's.
Same story.
I mean, that's on record. Exactly, Wayne.
Absolutely.
And then days after it happens, not just billions of naked body scanners worldwide, but Israel says we may get a contract with Homeland Security to run everything because we know how to keep you safe. Meanwhile, it's an Israeli company that lets them all get on board.
Well, I think it's just another indication of, you know, what interests, who benefited from this. Of course, Chertoff benefits, Israel benefits because it keeps this Al-Qaeda boogeyman alive when it's increasingly becoming apparent that Robin Cook, the late Foreign Secretary of Britain, when he said Al-Qaeda is nothing more than a CIA database, he died of a heart attack supposedly while hiking up in Scotland shortly after he made those comments.
And but so did David Kelly and everybody else. It just continues. And expanding from there, looking into your crystal ball, all your NSA, CIA contacts, are they planning to attack Iran? Because they're openly saying they will. The neocons are threatening Obama, saying you will attack or you're a first-termer. I'm sure you saw the Sarah Palin clips about, I would declare war on Iran and hit them now. That's what Obama should do, play the war card. We've got neocons saying, man, we sure need another 9/11. You know, we were as happy as pigs and you know what. I mean, this is really, they might as well, think back 3 years ago, Wayne, when they had five of the former Pentagon generals who were the five network military correspondents in that audio tape that one of the aides recorded, going, man, we sure need another 9/11. It sure helped us. What are we going to do, Rumsfeld? And he goes, it's hard. It's they'll. We let's talk later. I mean, we play that audio. They almost say they did it in that tape.
Right. And also, it's interesting what's coming out of the Chilcot inquiry in London, looking about how Britain was forced to go against and join its war against Iraq. And just out today, we're reading about how memos were released that state that, you know, this whole thing about France blocking the war effort in the UN Security Council, there was a plan that if France doesn't go along, we're going to engage in an anti-French campaign. Hence, we had the Freedom Fries. We had the French surrender monkeys. All this stuff was pre-planned by the neocons.
And by the way, France helped found this country. I mean, I'm you know, by Heinz 57, I'm mainly English and Welsh, so I'm not bashing the British people. But Britain is now sold as the founder of America. No, France are not a bunch of surrender monkeys.
Absolutely. And of course, the two people who were most against France getting involved with that and really basically called Britain, Bush and Blair on this whole phony argument about WMDs in Iraq. It was President Chirac and Dominique de Villepin, the man that Sarkozy is trying to put in prison. He does not want that. He does not want de Villepin to be the next president of France because if he takes over the Élysée Palace, he's in a position to expose even more of these crimes by the neocons.
Well, you notice that in 1946, when NATO got set up, that France said, give us our nukes, get out of our country. They found out NATO was planning to take over like the Vichy French had done in 41 for Hitler. He found out about that, and de Gaulle did, so the British tried to kill him repeatedly with the Jackal. That's on record. And it's clear Sarkozy isn't even French. He's this enemy agent coming in, and they join NATO again.
Right, and they, you know, sending more troops to Afghanistan and this whole thing was to basically eliminate France as one of the countries that stands in the way of the goals of the neocons to basically, you know, let's be frank, take over the world. That's what their intention is. And now we see these bankers they're trying to bring down the euro by attacking what they call the pigs, which is Portugal, Italy, maybe Ireland could be in there too, Greece and Spain. The Greek trade unions are going out on a strike because they're being told you're not going to be able to retire, you know, at 63, you're not going to get pensions and all this other thing. So,
yeah, they're getting upset like American workers should be because they're now in the banking rules saying the government may take your pensions and then tax it and give you part of it back. They're not going to insure money markets. I mean, my God, this is bad.
Right. And also we're also seeing an attack on Japan trying to bring down the value of the yen by this whole thing about Toyota, when in fact the parts that are made for those Toyota cars are made by an Indian-owned U.S. company in Indiana.
Does that sound like industrial espionage to you?
Oh, absolutely. It's economic warfare, industrial espionage. They're trying to get at the yen through Toyota. This is Ray LaHood, the Republican Transportation Secretary, doing this. And it just goes to show that the people in charge of Treasury, Geithner and Bernanke and Obama and Emmanuel and all these people are really not much different than what we had in the past with Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Hank Paulson, and the rest of these criminals.
Well, they're worse because the left has gone to sleep.
Absolutely, and I noticed today that there's now some pushback by some Democrats in Congress against Rahm Emanuel. I mean, I knew that they were there, but now they're starting to go on record, which indicates that Emanuel has really poisoned the well.
That's right. You know what? Let's do five more minutes on the other side, Wayne, because I want to talk about Emanuel. You know, you talked over a year ago about how he was cracking his knuckles in the ear of Obama, then it came out in the New York Times, how he calls up and threatens members of Congress. They're not going along with that, and it's on Drudge today that they're sick of his bullying. Wayne Madsen's our guest. Your call's coming up the next hour. Big news blitz. I haven't even gotten to half the news yet. Drudge Report is linked in red, one of their top stories, to the report that is confirmed. They are recording the naked bodies of people, printing them out, laughing at people at the airports. It happened to a major TV film star. That's on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And we have the new free iPhone app. It's free. Listen to the show.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've learned how the globalists operate. For 16 years, 14 on air, I have done nothing but pore over their operations, studying them, reading their own declassified manuals. Clearly, I have no doubt in my mind, just like I did before 9/11, They are preparing to launch massive terror attacks in this country. I've been saying it the last 3 months, before the underwear bomber, before 2 weeks ago announcing we will be hit the next 3 to 6 months by the Pentagon and by the FBI. And Obama, I should have covered this as the top story today, it's the top of Drudge, is saying in the Associated Press, if you criticize him, you're going to allow al-Qaeda to attack. In 2003, during the election, Cheney told U.S. News and World Report in a print interview, and he went on Meet the Press and said, if you get in the way of what we're doing and criticize us and investigate us for torture or for this war, you are going to allow a nuke to go off. And he smiled. Now, clearly, the neocons are running the show. There's no doubt of that now. Their foil, Obama, is exposed. Wayne Madsen, do you agree with me that the only card they've got, I even use the term card, is fake terror and wars, and now they're saying play the war card, knowing if they really attack Iran, we won't have to sit around waiting for fake terror attacks. Iran is going to go absolutely ape.
Well, I mean, we'll see that if they do. I noticed that one of the things being pushed now is for Russia to withdraw its engineers from the Bushehr nuclear power plant on the Gulf that's being constructed. Now, that would be the green light for an attack on that power plant. Right now, they won't attack it because a lot of Russians will die, and that will create a fire.
But they blew up Serb posts with Russians in them. They attacked South Ossetia with Russians.
Oh, sure, and that's all part of it. Now that we see a friendlier government to Russia and Ukraine, what I think is going to happen, we're going to see Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey. And Turkey, of course, has had it with the neocons as well. And that gets into what Sibel Edmonds said a long time ago about the Turkish, the Turkish deep state. Now we know there's a group called Ergenekon have been active in Turkey for decades. An old Gladio behind the scenes underground movement that has been linked to Israeli intelligence. And they find out that a lot of Turkish generals have been involved in this, and one of the things they've tried to do is overthrow the government of Prime Minister Erdogan, who basically has taken Turkey on a much more independent path. And but I would say that with Russia, Ukraine, and Turkey, the regime in Georgia, the Saakashvili regime that was put in there with Soros money, their days may be numbered. So we may be seeing another outbreak of hostilities in the Caucasus very soon. It may not be Iran. It may spill over to Iran, but we may see something happen in the Caucasus first.
So what's the word in D.C., Wayne, with all your contacts? I mean, are they mulling attacking Iran or going with these crippling sanctions, as Israel has called them? I mean, what's the 50-50, 60-40? I mean, are they going to hit Iran and when?
Well, I think they've always wanted to hit Iran. I've been writing about contingency plans that have gone hot on occasion during Bush and now under Obama. That is the neocon wet dream, really. That's what they want to do, and I think they will stop at nothing to seek a military confrontation with Iran. And Iran knows it. I mean, yes, there are some terrible ideologues in the Iranian government, but we have to realize that there was Western involvement in that Green Revolution, yet another themed revolution a la George Soros. And I think we're going to see a lot of blowback from that involvement by the West.
Stay there, my friend. We're going to come back and talk to you for 5 more minutes, then calls and all the different important news is coming up right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com. The ratings are pouring in for our new free iPhone app to listen. It's all 5 stars. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.